So you've come here for the truth. Well, we've got the truth and nothing but the truth. Here are your hosts, Robert A. Bianchi and David J. Bruno.
Welcome to Nothing But the Truth with Bob Bianchi and Dave Bruno on WMTR Radio every Saturday at 9:30 and podcasts. And Dave, we'll talk about that later. But Dave, this is a show, two lawyers about mindset. This is kind of crazy, right? And we're in Morris County, New Jersey, where we practice criminal law and domestic violence and municipal court. But we don't talk about any of that. And in fact, today we have an awesome guest, another Morris County person who's killing it. You're very impressed by. You told me we got to have her on the show. We had a pre-show interview. Just talking, and now I understand why you're so impressed, Dave.
Without a doubt, Sue Vorsheimer, thank you so much for joining us on Nothing But the Truth. A little background about Sue. After 25 years of various different sales, marketing, and design positions, Sue has taken all of her life experiences to create the 1776 brand with a group of local investors. The first restaurant opening in 2021 in Morristown, New Jersey. She continues to use these outside-the-box strategies in her social media, marketing, PR, which has created a unique hospitality brand in New Jersey. I had the pleasure of meeting Sue at 1776 David Burks in Morristown, and she had this excellent event through 1776 Connects, which is a business networking group that she has at 1776. And it's great because we go in there, we have some hors d'oeuvres, we have a couple of drinks, and you get to talk with other professionals in the area. So it was a pleasure to attend the 1776 Connect event at the Dem, but we had an opportunity to get to know each other. Her son is doing great things too out in the marketing world. And really just a lot of great things I'm seeing on the LinkedIn profile, supporting other professionals in the area with both the Connects organization and the restaurant. And Sue, it is an absolute pleasure to bring you on Nothing But the Truth. Thank you for coming on.
Wow, that was quite an intro. Thank you so much, John. That was really amazing. No, I'm happy to be here. Very excited. I've never done this before. I mean, I've been doing video promotions with my camera guy, but this is fun. I like this.
Okay, so let's start with. I don't want to get into how impressed I am that you came up with this concept and the business connective piece to it. We talked earlier about community and the community. You're not seeing yourself just as a place where you go to eat fine food and have some drinks. I told you when I knew we were interviewing somebody from 1776, and I'm like, I love that place. It's amazing, but you've turned it into something bigger than just that. And a lot of that is your vision. Talk to us about that.
No, thank you. So when we created this idea, believe it or not, years ago, January 2018, we took my son Alec to play golf. And we thought, gee, we should make a place in Morristown that you can do this. You can. And then with food and beverage, and let's bring in a top chef. So fast forward, here we are, award-winning restaurant, local here in Morristown. And we've taken the name 1776. It was on the building, 1776 on the green. And my son actually said, let's call the restaurant 1776. So here we are. On a wonderful group of all local investors. And what happened is, you know, we created this beautiful place and everyone started coming. And as you all know, Morris County, Morristown is just so up and coming with amazing opportunities. There are so many companies moving here. And then you already have the established pharma and then, of course, all your law offices. And so what started happening is so many people were engaging with our Topgolf swing suite area for events. And we were blowing it up day after day. There was big events, buyouts right after COVID, but it hasn't stopped. And the gentlemen, Chance, David, and George, the owners of the company, they are golfers, and the Topgolf swing suite, they were thinking this is going to be like a golf club. And of course, people were playing golf, but more was a fun place to engage. It became an adult playground. And as you know, we've always in the past with business engagements, we sit down to long table dinners or round tables and we talk and discuss. You only get to talk to the person next to you. It's not as exciting. You don't get to know people. But in this environment, people just are having fun. They're more laid back and they're discussing business, but also getting to know each other. And then fast forward as we were trying to create new and innovative ideas. That's what I try to do all the time with 1776. We're not just a restaurant. We want to be a place, a pillar in the community. And we want people to come here with their families, their businesses. And people were engaging in so many different events and dinners. I said, let's, instead of create a golf club here, let's do a business club. And let's give the people that are already attending the events and dinners, let's give them discounts. Let's give them breakfast in the suites on the times that we're not utilizing the suites. And then all of a sudden, it's become, we're in year two. We have about 30 members, trying to keep it small as we grow, because as you know, starting something new isn't always an easy task. And we want to make sure everybody feels like they're getting their benefits and we're taking care of everybody. But it has become a place where there are people meeting each other, where we're actually even charities are joining. And we're doing some amazing things all together.
Yes, yeah, so I think we need to back up just a little bit, because these concepts are so novel. And I'm looking in when you, if you're going to do the podcast, you certainly can watch it or listen to this on the radio. But if the podcast has the video in the background, you have pictures of golfing people and what have you. When you call it a golf club, I think is the term that you use. People have to understand this is in the heart of Morristown.
Yeah. On the green.
On the green. Yeah. This is a very bustling area, very vibrant, very robust area of activity going on. I don't want people to get the impression this is like a golf course. Explain what you mean by the club.
It's misleading. Yeah. It is. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, the brand Top Golf Swing Suite, or Top Golf, obviously leads people to believe it's just golf. But no, as you can see, we just got an upgrade too. You can play golf courses, but you can also do all sorts of other games. And we just got some new ones too. But football, soccer, baseball, zombie dodgeball. Skeet ball, that's a new one. I'm trying to see all the new, we just literally had the upgrade. So there's like right now on the screen, there's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 new games that you can actually play. On top of the fact that that screen can then turn into a football game, a regular game on television. So you can come here, have watch parties, share, you know, with 10 of your friends, not just events. It's a place that you can, you know, come with a group of people and just have fun instead of going to a crowded bar.
Yeah, let me add to that too, because when I first heard that Top Golf was coming into Morristown, I envisioned maybe like a warehouse or something huge, because a lot of people, right. That's what a lot of people think of at first with Top Golf, but not every Top Golf is like that. In fact, this one at 1776, they have these stalls where they, with large video screens. And then, like Sue said, you don't have to just play golf. It's so cool. You could bring kids in there and play football and all kinds of other activities. But the best part about that, Bob, is you could also order food and you can get beverages. And it's almost like you got this little suite where you could host a party. And it'd be great for parties and networking and things like that. And that's the most exceptional thing about that space. And I want to piggyback off of what Bob just said. You are in the heart of Morristown. There, it's so historic. I mean, this area is so historic. I mean, the green has statues there and historic monuments and things like that. And that 1776 really does have historical value to our nation. What's it like being in the heart of Morristown on that green, representing 1776? And really being a part of history there.
But I want to, before you, just to add to it for our audience, just real quick, 1776 is not a random reference. Obviously, it's a reference to our history, because Washington's headquarters was in Morristown and many battles were decisive battles were fought in Morristown. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, 100%. I love that. And to be honest, it's amazing when you let things happen naturally, when you're in the process of creating a brand, which has always been a passion of mine. And I'm in the middle of being able to help create this brand. And the fact that we were to choose the number 1776, and that we have such close proximity to all of this history. And as we grow as a company, because our goal is to make this a brand, throughout the, you know, certainly in the Northeast, and then let's see where it goes from there. But the idea is that it's exciting to have a brand that is made in the USA, proud to be American, and proud to be able to, you know, salute the all of the historical references that the 1776, and the excitement of being able to be a part of creating this as an ongoing brand and having it connect to our country. And yeah. Specifically, and I can carry out, there's something exciting that we're going to be engaging with soon, and I can tell you about
that. We want to get to the business side and what you guys are planning on the other end of the break, but just to round out, because we just have a short period of time left for this first half, I never have been in the suites. I've been down to the restaurant. I've been in the bar area when you guys have had events. It's a beautiful place, but am I getting the vision that you can have like one of these suites where it could fit maybe 15, 20 people and they can engage in these kind of activities or have a meeting or show a game if they want to, or actually interact with a golf course, things of that nature? Is it big?
Yes. I mean, I could turn the screen and show you it. Or I basically, if you can imagine, we're a peninsula that juts out and there's six suites, and they also could be all used together as a buyout for around 100 people, or each suite can fit up to 10 to 12. There's two large ones in the back that together you could fit 30 people. But yes, that's what people are doing. They're having fun and having events or just hanging out, family, friends, parties. Our
So you could literally take, if we want to have a Bianchi Law Group Christmas party or a client appreciation and have 100 people, or if I want to have a more intimate scenario in one of the suites for 10 or 12 people, you can accommodate that as well.
100%. We open up our single suite reservations 2 weeks in advance, but our event schedule is open. You know, you could book a Christmas party, you know, today for this upcoming holiday season.
Tell Robert right now. Let's go.
Yeah, no.
We got a new location for the Christmas party.
We just found a new location for the Christmas party. In fact, I may want to book a room for just me and Dave just to watch some TV and drool and eat some of your great food.
But how about the retreat? You know, well, we'll talk about third quarter priorities and goals and projections while we're playing some golf at Pebble Beach in Morristown.
Absolutely.
At
7:00. And dessert is on me, or a drink, whatever.
All right. Well, you just had the tagline right there. If any of you that are watching this want to play Pebble Beach in Morristown, historic Morristown, now you know where to go. I woke up today and I was saying, I love to play golf at Pebble Beach in Morristown. I just don't know where to go. There you go. All right. Well, you're listening to WMTR Radio. It's Nothing But the Truth. Bob Bianchi, Dave Bruno. We'll be right back.
At the Bianchi Law Group, our team of former prosecutors and certified criminal trial attorneys specialize in criminal defense and domestic violence cases. When you need a law firm with courage, compassion, and the commitment to fight for you, call the Bianchi Law Group today.
All right, welcome back to WMTR Radio's Nothing But the Truth. Okay, so let's talk about the 1776. We know all the great stuff that they're doing, and now we know that one of the biggest things, one of the biggest quivers in arrows, in their quiver, one of the most impressive distinctions is now the Bianchi Law Group may actually be having its Christmas party there. So that's big news.
I just called, you know, the events manager. I said, just keep all of December open until I get
press. We need a press release on this, Bob.
Press releases.
100%. There needs to be dissemination of information.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So no, all kidding aside, it's not kidding. We will be doing that. But so you're doing some other interesting and novel things to continue to develop this brand, which I'm sensing you're looking to expand to other places. So why don't you talk to us about that?
Yeah, I can't talk too much about it, but note that it's happening. So anyone that is interested in our brand, I would advise them to potentially reach out to me and maybe I can share more. But it's exciting. That's the goal. I mean, we go big or go home, this group. We realize we're onto something. The number 1776, the idea that it's not just a restaurant. It's, you know, we are sports, we are entertainment, we are community, we are collaboration, we are everything. And we want to be a part of a lot of different communities within this country so we can connect everybody together to food and entertainment.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I want to get into your business model, obviously, but I mean, that's great that you're expanding, but I want to get to the idea that you started to pivot, I think, or maybe develop my concept from listening to you into the business community and some interesting new and novel events as part of that brand. You want to talk to us about that?
Yes, 100%. So with the 1776 Connects, I'm able to take my members and then do, I guess, if you think about it, they're all marketing events. So instead of when guests want to do a bar mitzvah or a Christmas party, that's where our events team comes in. When I'm doing my event marketing ideas, I partner with my members and we do really creative outside the box events together. A lot of them could be with charitable foundations. Meals on Wheels and Morristown just joined. We have a lot of other charities that are joining because they understand they're a business too. And then I can connect my members to the charities. You're better together than you are alone. And then we create these unique opportunities here and activate with the space and introducing them to the community.
I want to make sure I'm getting this. So when you're saying you actually join, so you like be a member and then you are working in, like, for example, you could take a firm like the Bianchi Law Group, and a Bianchi Law Group could become a member. And if we were to tell you, because in fact, Dave and myself talk about this, we do very high end quality criminal defense practice, domestic violence, municipal court, and a lot of C-suite employees and their families need our services. So this is something where we would come in and say, we're interested in developing that kind of clientele, and you would assist in bringing them, utilizing the network, the community, to make that happen?
Yeah, utilizing the community and collaboration. For instance, so members, when they join, you get one big event. And I can explain the big event we're going to be doing in, on 9/11. You get breakfast in the suites Monday through Friday. And we give you breakfast for up to 25 guests. So it's up to you to, you can invite whoever you want to. We create the flyers, we create the ticket link, but that breakfast is free. It's included in your membership. You do happy hours, but again, we can create a fun, you know, it could be casual and just engaging. So we just get new clients for you, or it could be specific. We have wonderful relationship with wine and spirit companies, and they all want to engage in our space, so we can make you look really good with these amazing companies, athletes, celebrities that dine here already, and they all have foundations and they want to connect. So with working with the network that we've created, we are able to give our members a platform to engage with the collab with the community and be able to perform really wonderful events. And we're doing such good, and it's exciting.
I'm blown away, Dave.
This is how I met Sue. I mean, I can't recall how we initially connected, but Sue's doing a great job on LinkedIn. And everybody that listens to me and watches me knows that that's where I am too. New Law Life newsletter out today, article number 5. But Sue, she's there too, Bob. And I'll tell you what, she's got her community behind her on the LinkedIn platform, where there's engagement, there's comments. And I've already developed the relationships from some of Sue's contacts through the 1776 Connects event I went to. And then follow-up's key. I truly believe that. And I was proactive in my follow-up with all of the individuals that I met there. And I've met some great people just from Sue.
I love that. That's what it's all about. I mean, it's giving everybody a beautiful place to be. They want to be here, and then we're all having fun, and then we're all like-minded. It just seems like everybody is coming together, and we're all just creating opportunities together.
Something that impresses me about this whole thing is a lot of this started in the midst of COVID, and it sounds like your business success is very similar in a certain sense. You wouldn't think it is. And this is what I love about building a community, because we can bring the commonality of elements together. And when that was all going on, COVID, and everyone was shutting their doors in the legal community and the phones weren't ringing, I mean, honestly, we know the restaurant business got crushed during that. And so did we. And Dave and myself made a commitment to one another probably within the first couple of days when we were in shock. The courts closed down? I mean, I couldn't believe it. Courts never closed down. Was that we were not going to let this situation defeat us, and that we were going to find the silver lining and or die trying to find the silver lining. And I think I could say confidently, and it sounds like you guys were in the same space, because you just don't open in 2021. You're planning. That when we pulled our business model trigger in 2021, after a year of planning, we look back very quickly a year and a half later, and we're like, we can't even believe how much change, how much progress was made. And a lot of that was building community in a way that was never done before. It sounds like, does that resonate with what you're doing?
100%. I feel like I naturally would have done it anyways, but I feel like it just resonated. And thank God we opened our doors. It's amazing to me that we raised $8 million during COVID, but it was all local investors, people that believed in it, and no one was scared, but we literally opened our doors and never looked back. But we had to, from the get-go, to your point, had to be thinking outside the box. We had to have that mindset that, like, COVID could come back. There could be other things. Like, you had to think, how are you going to be different every single day? Because you can never, ever take anything for granted anymore.
It seems like these decisions, the brand, and we've used the word brand, I don't know how many times already on this show, but brand, intention, purpose. What experience did you have before 1776 that puts you into this spot with the wisdom and the experience that you had to execute this brand?
It's funny you say that. I worked for Ralph Lauren out of college. I worked for them in their creative marketing department. Watched all the designers, the architects create, and then followed Ralph Lauren and creating a world and a lifestyle. And I always was very inspired. And then I managed his stores at the Short Hills Mall for a little bit. And I was a big fan of Walt Disney growing up. So those two people, I'm just saying from life experiences, creating a place where you can bring people together, make people feel good, take them away from their everyday mundane lives, or create excitement where there is some already or not, whatever it may be, is just creating a place that makes people feel good. I just find joy in watching how excited people are when they are here. I just have a crazy brain too. I can't explain it. It was almost like I was able to finally utilize all the crazy thoughts that were going on in my head most of my life. And this is an expression of my brain here.
It's a form of genius. No, it is. It's normal, actually. A lot of people that have genius also do have these creative skills that you're talking about.
Yeah, Dave does that for me. No, but you know what? It also, what I love about the story is, and Dave and myself talk about this too, like we have so many like positive things that are coming together for us. But it was a journey, and there were a lot of like, I know you're going to tell me, you know what I'm saying. When I, you ever feel like in your life, there's a bunch of loose ends. There's like, there's passions you have and you're kind of pursuing, and there's all these loose ends, and then all of a sudden you keep working and you don't get defeated, and you don't get, and then all of a sudden it feels like, oh my God, all these loose ends are coming together in a place that we didn't even anticipate 10 years ago. I mean, I know you feel that way, Dave. Have you felt that? And is that similar to 1776?
Yeah. people ask, what about that question? I don't have some glamorous answer. Well, I was this chief marketing officer of blah, blah, blah company. I don't have that answer for anybody. My answer is exactly what you just said. My life experiences and everything, being a single mom, having a wonderful family, and just all of the mentors and my best friends and great friends in the community that I'm in, life experiences, but the brain and the creative brain, you can't shut that down. So I feel like I've always said, oh, let's do this, let's do that. But now I actually could execute and people could see potentially what I was thinking.
Okay, so we got a short period of time left, and I gotta be honest with you. What's going through my head right now is I'd love to just like take this mic off and head down to 1776 right now and meet you for a drink. But I'm serious. I'm like, I don't know. All of a sudden, I feel like having a drink and a steak. I don't know. It's crazy. But I'm so easy. I'm so easily manipulated. All right, so we have a short period of time left. So this Tunnel to Towers, what's that about?
So we are excited to partner with Tunnel to Towers. They're a foundation. It all happened because of 9/11, and a gentleman who was a firefighter in Staten Island obviously got the call, ran to the tunnels, couldn't get through, put on his pack, ran to the towers, and then he died fighting on 9/11. Obviously a local story. 9/11 is, we're always thinking of 9/11 every day around here. It affects us every day. And so I reached out to them on behalf of one of my Connects members, because one of their big marketing events, I wanted to do something that had to do with first responders, veterans, or 9/11. Decided to reach out to them. We are doing a 9/11 event, our inaugural event, and we've done many other big events like this, but I think this is the one. This foundation resonates with us at 1776, and we'll do our inaugural event, 9/11. The partner that I'm presenting this with is Eagle Rock. They are one of our Connects members, are one of our first. And so this will be their big event of the year. And then all of our Connects members will be able to join. And I hope everyone in the community, it'll be a gala. It'll be sort of a quiet celebration to be able to come together, raise money for the 9/11 survivors. And then moving forward every year on 9/11, we hope to have the same event and grow it and grow it and grow it. Really excited and proud to be able to partner with such an amazing foundation like this.
Excellent. Well, as the former prosecutor of Morris County, and by the way, this pin I wear here is my National Registry EMT, as a first responder myself, definitely would love to be a part of that, and I'm sure Dave would as well. Dave, we don't have enough time, but this was an amazing guest, amazing episode. I'm definitely getting down for that drink and that steak pretty soon. Maybe today, maybe it won't be. Well, first of all, where can they find you real quick if they want to find you?
Most days. Here at... we're at the 1776 on the green on the first floor, overlooking the beautiful Morristown Green. And again, I'm the head of 1776 Connects. I'm the director of marketing and PR for us. We have a wonderful staff of servers, our owners, George Schneider, David Borsheimer, and Chance Healy. And it's just an amazing team here of people that love Morristown and Morris County.
All right, Dave, where can they find the radio show and the podcast?
Yeah, Nothing But the Truth is on the radio on Saturday mornings at 9:30 on WMTR, but also on Wednesdays, we drop the video and the podcasts all over on Spotify and wherever you get your podcast, as well as YouTube. We're filming video today. We have multiple cameras in the room. You could see Sue, and there's also visuals behind her. Is that a suite behind you? What exactly are we seeing in this image?
I'm going to do this. That is the big, big screen. And then again, you got your, there's couches and every suite, nice. And you get high tops. And this is really impressive.
That's one suite?
That's one suite. And then across the way, and then there's four others.
I hate to say that my feeling, and I'm a man of words because I'm an attorney, that suite is sweet.
Pretty sweet.
The suite is... You know, that is a quote that maybe we'll have to roll out on Motivation Monday for the Bianchi Law Group. That sweet is sweet.
And on that.
Thanks, Sue. Appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for coming on. Nothing But the Truth.
We'll stop by and see you soon.
All right. Sounds good. Bye, guys.
Ciao.
We're the Bianchi Law Group, a team of former prosecutors and certified criminal trial attorneys.
But here's the thing. He put himself in a box when he said...
Relied on by CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, Law and Crime, and news leaders across the country for our criminal defense expertise.
To get a search warrant, you have to have probable cause that a crime's been committed and there's evidence in a particular place.
When you need a law firm with courage, compassion, and the commitment to fight for you, call the Bianchi Law Group today.